This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Support is provided by the West Virginia Division of Rehabilitation Services, enabling and empowering workers with disabilities to meet business workforce needs. Employer services at wvdrs.org. Coming up next, it's West Virginia Morning. It's 7:41 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A West Virginia County clerk is one of just 13 members of Donald Trump's Commission on Election Integrity, but he says he doesn't believe there's widespread voter fraud in the state.
Our poll workers, we've had for many years. That in itself helps keep down any type of voter fraud that way.
Mark Rhodes says the president will have to prove there is illegal voting across the country, as he claimed after his 2016 win. The interview coming up on West Virginia Morning. First, this news.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Charles Schwab, offering Schwab Intelligent Advisory, an interactive online financial planning service that combines technology with personal advice. Learn more at schwab.com/intelligentadvisory. From LegalZoom, working to help Americans take control of their families and assets with an estate planning kit, which includes an informational ebook and other resources. More information available at LegalZoom.com/prepare. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Shortly after taking office, President Donald Trump signed an executive order creating the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. The 13-member commission is chaired by Vice President Mike Pence, but its vice chair, Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, is doing a lot of the groundwork for the group and receiving a lot of national attention for it. Controversy erupted when Kobach asked states to send voter data to the commission for their work, and since, Democrats have criticized the group's work, even refusing to share their state information. Wood County Clerk Mark Rhodes was appointed to the commission, which held its first meeting in Washington last month. Rhodes told Ashton Mara he doesn't believe there is widespread voter fraud in West Virginia or across the country, but he still believes in the commission's work.
The purpose that I see on it is voter fraud and ways to prevent. It does occur, and I think that there's two different types of fraud. There is voter fraud where somebody moves to another state, they may be registered in West Virginia, just didn't cancel their state, and that's possible that they could vote twice. There's the voter fraud where somebody may walk in and say, I'm so-and-so. They're deceased, but they're still on the book, and their vote. I don't think that occurs real often, I'll be honest with you, and at least not in West Virginia, because our poll workers that we've had for many years, that in itself helps keep down any type of voter fraud that way. Yeah. Then, of course, you have look what happened in Lincoln County a couple of years ago when the sheriff and the county clerk were stuffing the ballot box with illegal ballots of deceased people because of absentee ballots. So, yeah, there fraud does occur. I don't think it's widespread, at least not in West Virginia, at least not with the county clerks that I know and work with. Our job is to ensure that we have good, clean elections. You know, and we all take it serious.
You know, the example that you mentioned, stuffing the ballot box in Lincoln County, buying votes, these are all kinds of things that are honestly embedded in the history of West Virginia. There was a time when we had real issues with this. Do you think that that previous history permeates the current election system? Do you think that that is a fear that maybe county clerks across the state still have?
Yes. If it happens once, it's stuck in people's mind. It doesn't matter if we've had 10 years of elections that are clean after that. It's one of those, but it occurred once.
You said that you don't believe that voter fraud is widespread in West Virginia, but there are still instances.
There are still instances. I don't remember a case of voter fraud being ever proven or convicted here in Wood County. I'm sure that it's happened, and if I could prove it, I would turn it over to the prosecuting attorney for prosecution. As I said, our job is to make sure we have good, clean, fair elections.
Well, we can't talk about this commission and not talk about the president, because it is his commission.
Yes.
So when the president said, after the election, when the president said that he believes he would have won the popular vote had it not been for millions of illegal voters, how do you feel about that statement? What's your reaction to a statement like that?
Prove it, which is basically the same thing I said to Secretary Kovach the first time I spoke with him. I don't believe that there is widespread, and at least, as I said, not in Wood County, not with any of the county clerks that I know and deal with in West Virginia. You know, so if there is widespread that's occurring someplace else, maybe, but let's have proof of it, not allegations.
So you have some degree of doubt.
Yes.
You have some degree of doubt that actually occurred across the
yes.
country.
And yeah, I work with it every day.
When the president makes a statement like that, as a county clerk who's responsible for that in your community, when the president makes a statement like that, do you take any offense to it?
Oh, yeah. I take my job personal. I know what myself and my staff do on a daily basis, so that's basically saying that we don't do our job. So, yes, I do take it personally, but it's one of those. But I also try to deal in the only fact.
Now, Secretary Kovach, as a part of this commission, has asked states to send him data, some voter information.
What was asked for was the public information, publicly available. And if this information is available, please release it. The same information that candidates purchase is the same information that you can walk into my office and go, is Mark Rhodes registered? How's he registered? What's his address? You know, did he vote in the last four elections? You know, all of that same information that is publicly available.
Now, nationally, there's just a lot of concern about this commission's work and what it's doing. I mean, you've expressed to me today a little bit of doubt in some of the president's previous statements, that especially national Democrats say, but he said this, so that's what the point of this commission is. Do you feel like this commission's work is positive? If somebody were to attack it, would you be willing to defend what the commission is doing?
Yes. there's more than just the one data fraud or the fraud part of this commission. It's one of those, you know, it's proposing rules and regs that may benefit everybody in the nationwide. I don't like Secretary of State's office trying to tell me how to run my county. So the same goes with the federal. But it's one of those, each individual state has their own voters' rights. I mean, they run their office according to their state law. But if there's recommendations that may make our procedures better, safer, that will be the big benefit to me.
That was Wood County Clerk Mark Rhodes speaking with Ashton Mara. Rhodes is a member of President Trump's Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Rhodes says the commission will have its second meeting in September. date to be determined. A final report on the commission's work and recommendations are due to the White House in May. This morning, we continue hearing from 37-year-old Crystal Snyder. She's a single mother of two who says she wants to stay in West Virginia. But the decision has been challenging for her, and sometimes she worries whether raising two kids in this state is good for their health. Crystal says many of her memories from when she was growing up are troubling. Still, she believes it's important to keep her chin up and keep going, as she told Roxy Todd.
There were some scary things that happened to Crystal when she was a little girl. She remembers late-night parties, with strangers coming into their house, drug deals at the home, and fights between her parents.
It was total neglect, but my mom, like, you know, she had been abused as a child, and it was just turmoil. No, she loved us, but no, they didn't know how to take care of kids. It was neglect and abuse, and I was an accident, and they weren't going to have me. I don't know the exact story. Either she was too far along, or she saw my heartbeat and decided not to have an abortion. But so I'm really lucky to be here. So I wasn't even two, and my mom and dad were fighting. Like, they fought constantly. So my mom kicked my dad out and said to take me too.
As a girl, Crystal moved back and forth from her grandparents' house, her mom's and her dad's. Her parents broke up and got back together several times. Her dad was in and out of prison for most of her childhood, serving time for selling drugs.
Well, I used to call the mailbox Dad, so I was like a baby, like before I remember the first time. I mean, I remember going to the Cabell County Courthouse where the old jail was, and like, I drive by there now and I just think, that's where I went to see my dad, you know?
And then Crystal's mom met a guy at a truck stop, left with him, and never looked back. Crystal was just 15. She only saw her mom a few times after that.
She'd come back and visit, and she'd say, I'll never live here again. You know, I'm not coming back. And I don't know. I thought she was brave for that, but I wanted her close.
Around this time, Crystal decided she wanted a family and kids of her own.
I wanted, like, a stable family. I wanted, I guess, people to care about and people that cared about me.
Hoping her children are safe and healthy is what weighs heaviest on her mind. And as much as she loves West Virginia, she sometimes worries whether staying is good for their health.
But just as much of me wants to fight for them, because this place is so beautiful, and I just feel really blessed to live here, and I should be able to live here with clean water. And I think the part of me that wants to fight to stay here is stronger than the mother in me that wants to get my kids out of here so they see happy people. And, you know, I don't know, it's sad. Huntington, I love Huntington. That's where I was born and raised. But, like, you go there and you just, everybody's so skinny, and they're, you know, like, their teeth, like, you can just tell there's, like, so much desperation. It breaks my heart.
But the fight isn't the only reason why Crystal wants to stay in West Virginia.
I love to travel. I love to see new places. But nothing compares to West Virginia, I don't think. It's just not home. Like, you know, if you see just like flat, like you can see too far, it's like, this isn't right.
And although Crystal doesn't have a lot of family here, she does have a sister who's a year older. And having that tie is important, especially getting to see their two daughters grow up together. One evening last summer, they came to Crystal's house to cook dinner and play.
Hey, Morgan. You should go outside and play for a little while before the sun sets. Okay, cool.
It had been raining all day, As Crystal and her sister were cooking in the kitchen, the sun peeked through the clouds, and Crystal noticed her niece, Olivia, and her daughter, Morgan, dancing and running in the rain.
Oh, so the girls, it's...
I bet there's a rainbow.
There probably is a rainbow. The sun is shining, and we see our daughters, Morgan and Olivia, out here playing in the rain. In the mud, oh my goodness, halfway up their legs. How are you going to get that off of you? Because you can't go in the house.
Rain.
Out back, the water hose, spray it off, clean your mess up. Thank you very much. Please be careful. Do you see a rainbow?
It's moments like these that make Crystal want to stay, to raise her kids in the mountains. So she's going to continue to try to live here and to make West Virginia better and safer.
What are you most proud of?
My tenacity. I'm proud that I shine my light still, maybe more so than if I hadn't experienced darkness.
I first met Crystal in January of 2016, in the middle of a major life change. She'd recently been laid off from her job at a nearby t-shirt factory. We'll hear more on that next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Cabell County, West Virginia.
We'll hear more of Crystal Snyder's struggle to stay story next week, right here on West Virginia Morning and on the next episode of the Inside Appalachia podcast. On our website, you can see photos and a video of Crystal telling her story. That's at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.
Classic songwriter Tom Paxton joins us for Mountain Stage at the Augusta Heritage Festival in Elkins, 7:30 this Saturday evening. He'll be joined by Lori Lewis, Bill Kirchen, Kathy Fink, and Marcy Markser, and the Early Mays. For more information, mountainstage.org.
This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting, WVPB Charleston, WVBY.